That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Friends, if you're hunting for comfort when acid indigestion follows unwise eating, just remember this common sense advice. Be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer acts quickly to help sweeten an over-acid stomach and so relieve the discomfort of excess gastric acidity. And then, too, Alka-Seltzer's dependable pain-relieving agent helps take care of the headache that often goes with an upset stomach. Yes, believe me, there's a powerful lot of comfort stored in an Alka-Seltzer tablet. And Alka-Seltzer is so easy to take, too. All you do is drop a tablet or two into a glass of water, listen to it fizz, and in a jiffy, Alka-Seltzer's effective ingredients are in a solution that's pleasant to drink, all ready to go to work. So try Alka-Seltzer next time you're bothered with acid indigestion or a nagging headache. You'll agree there's just nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. And so you'll never run out of Alka-Seltzer, remember this. When your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner thought he'd made a big step toward going broke to satisfy the terms of the Donnelly will when he traded his place to Squire Skim for a worthless piece of property. But when the buildings on it burned down, Abner was to receive $1,500 from the fire insurance company. Well, now, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store talking to Love. Listen.
Well, there it is. A check for $1,500. Just look at that.
Yeah, I'll say one thing for that fire insurance company. They sure pay off prompt.
Yeah, Dad, blame them.
You know, that check does look sort of good, don't it? All them oughts on there and all.
Yeah, any other time in my life I'd have thought so, but not now. I ain't never going to go broke, Lump. I keep on making money at this rate.
No, you ain't, but maybe you'll get back into your usual form and start losing money again.
You know, sometimes I just might not wish I'd never heard of that Mr. Donnelly or that dadgum Willie left either one.
Now, Edmund, that ain't no way to talk about $100,000.
Well, from the way things are going, it don't look like I'm going to get that inherit.
Oh, yes, you will. It's too bad the will says you've got to be broke before you can inherit the money. It's going to be a job getting shut of everything you own by September the 1st, but...
I know it.
I'll see to it that you get it if I have to personal steal everything you've got so you'll be flat broke by then.
All right, Doggies, wait a minute. That's a good idea, Lump. I tell you what, I'll just sort of turn my back, look the other way, you know, and you can just start stealing things from me right now.
Well, I didn't actually mean that literary.
Huh?
We couldn't do nothing unhonest. You'd sure never get the inherit then.
I wouldn't, huh?
Of course not.
Well, that's too bad, because... That's about the best idea we've had so far.
Well, don't worry. We'll study up some other things. Don't get so unencouraged.
Just look at that check. $1,500.
Well, you ain't so bad, though. We'll find a way to get shut of that for you. And even though you still own that land, it's more worthless now than it was before because the building is all burned down on it.
Yeah. You'd think with all the high prices on everything, a body wouldn't have to worry at all about getting shut of some money. But in my case, wait just a minute. There comes Ben Withers. Doggies, maybe he's got some ideas, Lum.
Well, now, don't tell him why you're trying to get shut of everything. That's part of the rules of the will, you know. Got to keep it a secret.
I know. Now, howdy, Ben.
Hello there, Abner. How are you, Lum?
No, tolerably, I reckon, Ben. Tolerably, how are you?
Yes. I suppose you fellas have heard the news by now.
I don't believe so. What is it, Ben?
I received a letter from Grandma Zikafoos this morning.
Well.
No, what's the news?
Fine. Always nice to hear from Grandma Zinkafoos, even though she hasn't got anything to say.
It sounds like wonderful news.
Well, it was a little surprising to me, too, Lum.
Uh-huh.
Kenneth always was a little headstrong, though.
Who?
Kenneth Zinkafoos.
Oh.
You've heard me refer to him. He and Herbert are brother twins.
Oh, brothers too, huh?
Fact, they're identical twins.
Well.
You wouldn't be able to tell them apart if it weren't for their difference in appearance.
Well, what happened to Kenneth?
Abner, don't encourage him.
Kenneth Zinkafoos dropped out of the Mount Ida Pops concert band.
He did.
Kenneth Zinkafoos had been playing first slide trombone with the band for, a long time. 3 or 4 years.
No.
And, oh, could he slur that horn.
Is that what a trombone sounds like?
Oh, you should hear him.
Ben, I wish you'd be more quiet. Some customers is liable to come in here and wonder what's going on.
You know, I think
we're having a band practice.
I believe that Kenneth would be one of the world's greatest trombone players if he could read music.
What does he do, play it by ear?
No, he just slurs. But, oh, can he do that beautifully.
Look, Ben, we get the idea. You don't have to keep doing that.
Yes. Well, sir, after all those years, what do they do but get in an outsider? A rank outsider from Odin.
That's the worst kind.
Run him in as first slide trombonist and shoved Kenneth back to second slide trombonist.
No.
Well, I don't blame him for dropping out then.
Oh, that wasn't when he dropped out. That was about 2 years ago. He strung along with the band until last week. Then the band left for Little Rock to compete in a statewide band contest, and that's when it happened.
Oh?
They were all on the train, about ready to leave, when the band director asked Kenneth to jump off and run back to the Mount Ida drugstore and buy him a cigar. Kenneth refused because the train was already starting, so then the director pushed him off. Right then and there, Kenneth decided to drop out of the band.
High strain, huh?
That was a smart move on Kenneth's part, I'd say. You don't know what it might have led to. You might have started shoving him under the wheels, Nate.
Fine. Well, I'd better run along and tell Charlie Redfield the news about Kenneth.
Charlie don't know Kenneth.
Yes. See you later.
You're all right, Ben. Come back.
No. He's still playing.
Someday I'd like to see the Zinkafoos family. Hmm. Might just make a trip over to Mount Ida someday just to see him. Believe it'd be well worth the trip.
So, did you know I plumb forgot to ask Ben if he had any good ideas how to get shut of that $1,500?
Yeah, it's just as well you did. No telling what track he'd have got off on. Sometimes I wonder... Wait a minute, who's that?
I don't know. Oh, it's Grandpappy Spears. Ah, howdy, Grandpap. What are you doing with that sunbonnet on?
Oh, that's on account of that dead blame goat of Ezra Seastrunk's at my straw, Katie, and I had to wear something over my head so it... Just slipped on Charity's bonnet.
Well, you look sweet enough to kiss.
Thank you, Abner. Yes, sir, everything's went wrong, looks like, today. Uh-huh. Just found out I owe some taxes on that spavin-legged piece of swamp land I own.
Oh, that old thing.
What do you hang on to that for anyway, Grandpap? It ain't no use to you.
Oh, I know it ain't. I know that too well, but I'm stuck with it. Nobody else wants to buy the pigeon-toed thing.
Hey, just a minute, Grandpap. Do you want to sell it?
Well, I'd give it away if I could.
All right, Dogus, I'll just make you a deal. I'll just buy that piece of ground off of you.
Oh, don't josh me, Abner. I ain't in no mood for it.
Well, I'm serious, Grandpap. I'll pay you a lot of money for it, too.
I wouldn't take your money, Abner. I ain't that mean.
Why, you are, too.
I don't think. No, I ain't.
Yes,
no
you are.
Well, gentlemen.
Howdy, Squire. What can I do for you today?
Oh, I guess I need another can of tobacco, Lum.
All right, sir. What kind do you want?
Please, Grandpap, sell me that land.
It's nothing but a swamp, I tell you, Abner.
I don't care. I want it.
I said, what kind of tobacco do you want, Squire?
Tobacco. Any kind, Lum, any kind.
Just wasting your breath, Abner, because I won't sell it to you at any price.
Now, listen here, Grandpap. I've did lots of favors for you, so it looks to me like you could let me
have
that
ground.
Here's
your tobacco, Squire.
I'll give you $1,500 for it, Grandpap.
I told you not to josh me, Abner.
What's the idea of dropping that tobacco on the floor, Squire?
Tobacco? Oh, yes, sir. Oh, just any kind of doolum.
Well, I've done give it to you once. It's on the floor there.
Oh, yes.
Come on, Grandpap. You ain't never going to make a better deal than that in your whole life.
No, nothing doing.
$1,500. Got a check right here ready to give you.
No. I wouldn't sleep nights if I done that,
Abner. All I've got to do is just endorse a check, and it's yours.
Squire, do you want that tobacco, or don't you?
Yes, I do, Lum. Just put it on the book.
What in the world would you do with that land if I did sell it to you, Abner?
Well, that's my business.
Well, I want to know first. I ain't making no deal unless I know what's going on.
Well, I've got my reasons. I might drill for oil on it.
Oil?
Yes, sir.
Is there anything else you want, Squire?
Just a minute, Lum. Grandpap, this land you and Abner are discussing, is that property down by the river there?
Yeah, nothing but a small.
I want it, Grandpap, and I'll give you $1,500 for it right here and now. Loan me your fountain pen there, Squire, and I'll endorse the check.
Can't farm it, you'd bog up your mules, ain't it?
Just a minute now, man. How much land do you have down there, Grandpap?
10 acres. 10-acre swamp's what it is.
Not to me, it ain't. Give me that pen, Squire.
Well, now, wait just a minute here. What's that you said about oil, Abner?
I just joshing.
But you still want to buy the property, huh?
You dad blame right I do. Is it a deal, Grandpap?
Well, Abner, I believe you've talked...
Now, wait, now, hold on here, man. I've got something to say here. Grandpap, I'll better that offer. I'll make it $1,700.
$1,700? Are you crazy, Squire?
All right, $2,000 then. But that's positively as high as I'll go. Not a penny more. Don't try to bargain with me.
You'll pay me $2,000 cash for that swamp?
Yes, sir, cash money.
Now, wait a minute here. You's going to sell that to me, Grandpap.
If I was you, Grandpap, I'd take Squire's offer. You ain't going to do no better than that.
Wait a minute here, Lum. Whose side are you on?
Hush up, Abner.
Well, how about it, Grandpap? Is it a deal?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Dad, blame it.
Well, you better come over to my office, then, Grandpap, and we'll sign the papers. Come along right now.
Yeah, all right. I'll see you fellas later.
Yeah. Lum, what did you do that for?
I just couldn't help it, Abner.
You ruined my chances of getting shut of that $1,500.
I know it, but I just couldn't pass up that chance of seeing old Squire Skimp get such a good skinning. Especially when he was giving it to himself that way.
Yeah, but you knowed I wanted to buy that land.
Well, don't worry. Quick as Squire finds out what he's bought, he's going to give you all the chances in the world to buy it. You'll get shut of your $1,500 if I know Squire.
Well, is this the beginning of a big real estate boom in Pine Ridge?